let's bring in the guy with the plan for the weather, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat. How come you're not there, Pat? How come you're not there? Because that button's pushed. There you go. Now you're there.
Hi, Shed. How are you?
I didn't hear you because I had the wrong button was pushed.
Wrong button's pushed.
So I was just saying, before we get to the weather, you know, yesterday I had to go to New York. There was a service and stuff like that that I had to go to, but it was in the afternoon. So, you know, getting up at 3:30 yesterday, went left for New York at like 11 o'clock, left New York at 6:30 in the evening.
Right in the middle of rush hour.
Oh, it was just horrible. And got home about 8:30, quarter to nine. Did my work that I had to do, and got to bed about 9 o'clock. But the 17-hour day. I woke up this morning, and I'll tell you,
you're tired.
I didn't feel like coming to work. And then I listened to the radio station, and classical music's on instead of. So I tried to get a hold of the computer. I can't get in here. And I hate these new window updates, okay?
Yes, thank you.
What it does is it updates. But then once you get in, all our computers, because we're on a network and we're on an intranet work, they are connected, okay? They're all connected to the same intranet work.
Right.
Not outside so people can get up in it. But whenever Windows updates now, it changes the settings to private. And so you've got to go through all your settings, and open it. And instead of it just being a quick, okay, let's put it back on, it takes about 15, 20 minutes to change. Then you have to adjust all your computers to share the – it's stupid. I don't know who came up with this. It's just plain stupid.
Why don't you send them an email? I don't, not that it's going to help, but, you know.
Unbelievable, I tell
you. There's got to be a way for them to update, in my opinion, without them changing your entire computer.
Your settings, yeah. It's just stupid. Anyways.
Yeah. Well, you remember what happened to me about a month ago when I had triple icons all over my desktop and I clicked on and nothing would open?
Yep.
Just because of an update. Yeah. See, you know, folks, that's what I mean. You know, we talk about Windows, you talk about Apple. Okay, Apple does much more in the way of updating than Windows, and you never have that problem.
Yeah, no,
just
you don't.
Never have that problem.
You don't.
You don't even know that Apple updated.
Yeah, no, it's
and that's
stupid.
The way it should be.
I just anyway.
Well, anyhow, we could go on and complain forever. Don't think that you and I are going to make a difference.
No, we're not.
That's for sure. They could probably say, "Who are these two guys that get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and talk on the radio?"
That's right.
You know, that's that's what they're saying. But in any event, we have another cold front moving our way. So mostly cloudy skies, afternoon showers today, 50 to 55. The showers will change to snow showers overnight and end 30. You may get a light dusting. For tomorrow, partly sunny, brisk and cold, maybe a passing flurry. Only 40. We drop it to the teens tomorrow night.
What?
You heard it.
Did you say teens?
Yep, mid-teens tomorrow night. Saturday will be sunny in the low 40s, and Sunday will be cloudy in the low 50s. How about that?
I don't like that at all. I don't like the temperature in the teens at all.
No, neither do I. I have to admit, I'll be very, very honest with you. I feel the same way. I'm driving to Long Island on Saturday to my sister's, and I mean, it'll be in the low 40s, but I'm just thinking about myself. I'm saying, boy, is it going to be cold? You know, and I'm just, I don't know. I guess I'm not ready for it. And even when it gets here, I will be ready, if you know what I mean.
Well, I was just speaking with NASCAR Dave, who moved to Florida. And they didn't have much rain the past couple of weeks. And they've had temperatures down there upwards of 90, 95 degrees.
I know. It's hot down there, huh?
Upwards of 90, 95 degrees.
Where is he in Florida?
I forget.
He's on the West Coast?
No, I think he's
on the East Coast.
On the East Coast, but not totally on the coast. You know, he's towards the eastern side, yeah, I think.
Oh,
I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, I understand. I have a friend who's leaving for Florida this Saturday, and he asked what the forecast would be. And I told him, I said, looks like it's going to be in the middle 80s with a chance of showers. He said, oh, can't wait. Some people like that. What can I tell you?
I don't know.
I know.
I love
it. I say the same thing.
I love it. I do. I love that better than I love teens.
Right.
Come on. You know? Who loves the teens?
Really?
Even people that like winter don't like cold weather winter.
Right. Correct.
I'll put an end to all this fake news now. Even people who love winter, who love skiing and ice skating and all those other things, hate bitter cold weather. And
right.
15 degrees is bitter cold weather if it comes in November.
Yeah, I agree. To me, 15 degrees is cold no matter when it comes.
I've done it now. I've got that there. Now I've gotten that off my chest.
There you go. All because of an update.
Updated no sleep.
Right, updated no sleep. Yeah.
And I've got a day today. I'm not going to be able to get back home until after like 12:30, and then I have my trainer coming at 12:30. He's got a. I'll tell you what. He's got a big problem facing him when he comes.
Yeah.
He's going to say, "Let's do this." I'm going to say, "No."
Right.
Let's do this. No. Let's practice our sleep.
You know, it was funny because yesterday I had a plan. And I said, between my shifts, I have work to do. And I want to clean out my clothes closet so that I could bring my spring coats, which are downstairs, upstairs, and put them in there, and leave the downstairs closet for my winter coats. And I wanted to do this, and I had to do it yesterday because the, whatever it is, the veterans of, American veterans of whatever it is, association is coming today to pick up the stuff. And they say you have to have it outside and ready at 8. So I said, I'm going to get this done. So I did get it all done. I wound up with, get this, 3 garbage bags full of my clothes. Any shirt or pants that I have not worn in the last year, including some with the price tag still on them, went in that bag. I am just through with keeping and hoarding stuff. I am through. That's why I went to the weather center, got rid of that stuff. Now, I didn't even touch my bureau drawers that have like all my gym stuff.
Yep.
and t-shirts in it. That is on the schedule. So I did all of that. And then I made some changes in the garage. And I look at the clock and it's 5:30. PM. I had to come back into the weather center, finish up for the day, and now it's 7 o'clock. Watch the Jeopardy because they're doing the Tournament of Champions, and my guy is on.
Yep.
So I wanted to watch that, and then I fell asleep and I woke up late this morning because I am just that tired.
Well, all I can say is that when I was in New York yesterday, I was in New York for so long and parked at different places, okay?
Yeah.
I parked by this restaurant early in the day, right? And at 5 o'clock, I went out to put money in the car, in the meter with the credit card. And people older than me, senior citizens, I don't consider myself a senior, were going to this restaurant around 5 o'clock, piling in, okay?
Okay.
And so then I came back a little later. Put more money in the meter. And,
yeah,
of course, the early bird specials were over, and then all these hip, young, well-dressed millennials were going to dinner. And I just thought it was... It spoke volumes about America.
Isn't that interesting?
The same restaurant, 2 totally different crowds, only separated by about 80 minutes.
Very interesting. Totally
separate crowds.
Did you? You didn't bother going into the restaurant? No, you didn't.
Well, I did the second time, but I wanted to use their bathroom.
Oh, okay. But
I always ask though. I don't just go in and. I always ask. I'm not rude like that. I say, do you permit? And this woman said, yes, you can use the bathroom. So.
And but then I went back because you were very courteous gentleman, and she said, yes, I'll let him use the bathroom.
So, but anyways, so that was yesterday, and today's going to be an interesting day. What the heck? And it feels wintry out there now, Pat. Even though it's, you know, 39 degrees now, the temperature's actually gone up about 3 or 4 degrees in the past hour. Even though it's 39, it just feels like, you know, okay, you know, all hope is lost for the next 4 months.
And you're really not in that mindset yet, right?
I am in that mindset that all hope is lost.
Oh, no, the mindset that it's, you know, you're ready for winter.
I'm not ready for winter. I'm not ready for winter at all. But you know what? I'll make myself ready after the first snow. That's it.
Well, yeah, you know, then after that, then you kind of figured, all right, well, it's started.
I could put up with snow, but I can't put up with one of these winters where you get just all these bitter cold polar vortex outbreaks. That I just can't take anymore. I just can't.
Well, that means from mid-January to early February, you're not going to be a happy happy person at all.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I might have to start traveling up to Massachusetts getting some of that legal marijuana. That's the only way to get through the wintertime, I think.
Very funny.
Well, Pat, I think we've just about trashed everything. So now what does it look like for the snow next week now? Is it still possible?
It's possible on Tuesday. Most of the modeling now playing it down, saying it's not going to be all that significant. But today's only Thursday. There's plenty of room for change.
All right. And with that being said, we're going to change right now, and we'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right. See you then.
Thanks,
bye,
Pat.
Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.